This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
Hello, good people. How you doing? You're listening to NYC Radio Live. This is David Ellenbogen. So great to be with you. Let me paint the picture of where we were when we recorded this last week. I was in the East Indian Music Academy, and in front of me was T.H. Viku Vinayakram, who is, if you think of South Indian rhythm, he's the guy. If you've heard that band Shakti, which I hope you all have, or, you know, if you listen to that and the set and the setting are correct, your mind will be blown. And that band kind of brought this, I don't know, he's called it the grandfather of fusion. Now, you know, can't have all your grandkids be great, but some of them are great. I'm talking about fusion music. I mean, not every fusion project is celebrated as being like, well, a lot of Indian people say most fusion is confusion. Anyway, there's also awesome meldings of music. So T.H. Viku Vinayakram, legend of percussion. Yeah, he's on a few albums that are just held in high esteem. Planet Drum with Mickey Hart, one of the great percussion albums of all time. Raga Aberi, another one of the great percussion albums of all time, with T.H. Viku and none other than Zakir Hussain and El Shankar. Anyway, I digress. So in front of me is T.H. Viku Vinayakram. His son, Selva Ganesh, who's another of the big names in this music, and he's taken over the job of being the percussionist in John McLaughlin's Shakti group. And he taught a really incredible video on Konakol, which is the South Indian system. Then another son, Omar Shankar, another incredible Ghatan player. A cousin of these guys, Ye Ganeshan, playing Morsing, which is like the South Indian take on the jaw harp. And Swami Nandan, Selva Ganesh's son. And Avi Road Sharma was on tabla. And this family of musicians just, we said, play something. And this is what they came up with. And then I'll have a little discussion with them. I really dork out. I ask really specific questions. If you don't play music, maybe you'll appreciate it. Maybe you'll think I've gone too far. I was like, what time signature is this? Anyway, and then they play again live. So it's a really awesome show. And it's also a potential for a great opportunity because they're doing like a 5-day workshop starting next Monday at the East Indian Music Academy. I'm going to take it. I'm going to try. Amazing opportunity. So, maybe it's time. Oh, we're sponsored. We have a sponsor today. And the sponsor is the Rubin Museum. I'm so thankful to them. They're doing great stuff, and supporting us is one of them. They have something called the Wisdom Series, which is underway right now. And so I like to share a piece of wisdom. This comes from Frank Zappa. Politics is the entertainment branch of the military-industrial complex. Wisdom from Frank Zappa. Yeah, keep thinking about that one. It's kind of like, hits home. All right, so here we are in the East Indian Music Academy, and all these percussionists are in front of me, and they played for all of you. All right, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy.
something.
Daddy, get up.
No.
You're listening to NYC Radio Live. Really, really a special one here. We're going to be broadcasting this on WKCR, and we are in the East Indian Music Academy, and completely thrilled and honored to be in the presence of maybe one of the first families of percussion in the whole world, the Vinayakrams. Thrilled. T.H. Vikku Vinayakram is here. One of the great masters, his son, Selva Ganesh, another master. Cousins, sons. Avi Road is here as well. Maybe first, would you like to, Selva Ganesh, you want to introduce all the people here?
Yeah. Just so we know. And I would, first, before that, like, and I'm so happy to be here again.
Yeah.
And with you again. Like, this is my second interview with you, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm so honored, as you said, in the world, and I'm so happy and proud to say that we are the family who, like, you know, three generations on stage, which is my dad, so one and only Vikku Vinayakram on the Ghatam, and next to him is, like, my brother, Huma Shankar, on the Ghatam too, and then my cousin, A. Ganeshan, on the Morsing, and, of course, my brother, Avirudh Sharma, he's on tabla. And my son, Swaminathan on the Ganjira, who plays my instrument. Mm-hmm. So I'm Selva Ganesh. We are here.
All right.
Yep.
And I guess my first question is, since your family is the keeper of this music, maybe you're also the keeper of some of the stories and the legends. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious what your father knows about where you believe the Ghatam originated, you know?
Yeah, so if, like, you know, recently he figured it out, it was used in Ramayana Kalam, like, you know, in the period of Ramayana, uh-huh. where they have used Ghatam. And if you see the Ghatam, it's a Sanskrit word.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you, I don't know how many of you all know about the, when we do the prayer and we have one, before starting prayer, we need to keep a Ghatam. For that to offering, like, you know, we put a coconut on top and put some rice and then, like, a some kind of a vessel and then some leaves, and we call that as a Ghatam. So Ghatam originated from, that's what we were, like, thinking about it. And of course, like, this is, and he always says, like, you know, my dad always says that I'm vegetarian and my instrument is also vegetarian. Mm. Because this is the only one Indian instrument which is a vegetarian. Other than that, everything is made of skin.
Right.
Yeah, so he always feel great that I am vegetarian and my instrument is also vegetarian. So the Ghatam is originated from, I believe, that's from Ramayana. And then later on, like, it used in, of course, Mridangam is also there. Like, you know, these are the very ancient traditional percussion instrument, which is like, has a culture on the instrument their own. So that comes from that.
Right. And Carnatic music in general, it's... has a very kind of religious background. Is that correct?
It is true.
Is that, I know, of course, it's in the lyrics. Is there a concept in the rhythms that relates to the religious principles or to the philosophy?
Rhythm, I would say, like, as my perspective, or I've learned from my dad, the thing is, like, rhythm is, it's a common, right? So sound, even though sound has to go with some kind of rhythm. Like, for example, you hear the sound, like the tanpura goes on, but you feel it like this doesn't have a rhythm. But they see if there is a cycle. So it has to come on one point which has a rhythm. If you feel it, yeah. So rhythm is like that. And rhythm is, I can call it rhythm as a divine, whatever. And we feel there are two in our community, like in Hinduism, we say there is two way of seeing God. One is like God is inside or you see God outside, right? Mm. So we feel God is inside, right? And rhythm is also inside because the heart has to go with the rhythm. See?
Right.
That is also on the rhythm.
Right on the beat.
So, yeah. So I feel it. Rhythm is nothing but a God. Mm. So, rhythm is God.
Yeah, all right. Well,
and spirituality, you're talking about spirituality. Yeah. As earlier I said, like the Carnatic music, South Indian Carnatic music is more divine because it's all lyrics based on the God and everything. And recently, like, you know, past 5 years, my dad used to play rhythm with the mathematics, like, right? Like, more of science and math is more important for the South Indian rhythm base. So mathematical thing is more important. But what he started right now, even the piece we played it, the shlokas, like, you know, shlokas are chanting about God. Usually they don't do with the rhythm, right? Right. For example, Om Namo Bhagavate Shri 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 Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Guru Bhyo Namaha. This doesn't have a rhythm. So they chant like Om Namo Bhagavate Shri 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 Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Guru Bhyo Namaha. They chant like that. So something got him to mind saying like, why don't I take that chanting rhythm, I mean the shlokas, and put it into a rhythm and then make it like a rhythmic chanting. And then that's the concept. And then we form this group 3G and like 3Generation. And then we do without, if you say that, you know, there is no melodic instrument in our group, it's all percussive, but we have some kind of a words onto a rhythm. So instead of like, you know, Om Namo Bhagavate, we made it Om Namo Bhagavate Shri 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 Chandra Shekharendra Saraswati Guru Bhyo Namagata Takita Guru Bhyo Namagata Takita Guru Bhyo Namagata. So it's like rhythmic chanting, and then in between we put some konokola on it. So that's the idea which he got in. So again, rhythm is divine.
Right. And probably nowhere in the world is rhythm developed in the same way as it has been explored in South Indian rhythm. So maybe you and your father could give us a little introduction of what the conical system is.
Yeah, but before that, you were saying about changing, the time changes now, like, you know, how the everything is now, it's all in internet media and everything is changing. Sure. And the lifestyle is changing, culture is changing, everything is changing. But one thing is that Indian music not have been changed. It's right. Like still, only thing is maybe we look different.
Right.
Maybe I look like a hip, and maybe he look like a whatever. Like, but when we play, we still on our own culture and right. own tradition. But few things even in our playing, it is changed. And like, you know, it's we just follow the forefathers, like, you know, like, you know, legends, whatever they said, we just follow it. And let me ask my dad to say how the syllable has been pronounced for ghatam first, and then I will say the similar thing which is used for konakol, especially the konakol with konakol bond. It's like a language of a sound from mridangam. So that's the main language. So for example, like if I'm teaching mridangam, I need some kind of a language to tell him, instead of saying put like this, hold it like that, this is one stroke. Instead of that, if I have a name for that, tha, di, tom, nam. And where this comes from, if you play the mridangam and tha, it sounds like ta. And then di, it sounds like di. And then nam, dom, it's like that. So that's where the syllable born. So I'm going to ask my dad. கொனக்கோளில் சிலபல் என்ன, அதே சிலபல் அது இப்போ வார்த்தை என்ன, அதே வார்த்தை கடத்தில் என்ன வார்த்தை, ஒரு சின்னதாக ஒன்று இப்போ நீங்கள் தமிழில் சொல்லலாம். கொனக்கோளில் வந்து இப்போ ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் So what he's going to do is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, takitta, taka, takitta.
Takitta, taka, jimmy, taka, takitta.
3 and 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5 or 3, 4, 9.
Takitta, taka, jimmy, 7, 5.
3, 4, 5.
That is okay.
See, you can calculate it. 7, 5, 3, 9, or 3, 4, 5. Yeah. See, that's the one good thing with the konakol. So, takita, takadimi, taka, takita. That's the konakol version of saying it.
Okay.
Yeah? And what is the syllable?
Dunga na dunga tati, nanka na dunga.
That is the ghatam syllable.
Wow, very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the konakol version and that's the ghatam version. And, yeah. And when you hear it, you will feel that dongi non donga tadi namka di tonga.
Idhila enna oru sori na na enna nanikirana adha maari dhaan idhu gadathil irukku.
நினைச்சுக்கோட்ட
தக்கிட்ட தக்க தீமி தக்க தக்கிட்ட எது நினைக்கிறோமோ அதுதான் இதுல.
ஆனா இல்ல அது அது தொங்கினு கேக்குறது. நீங்க அது மாதிரி சொல்லுங்க தொங்கினு.
அப்ப
ஒரு வாட்டி சொல்லிட்டு ஒரு வாட்டி வாசிங்க.
அந்த வேர்டு சொல்ல முடியாது. அதனால
சோ what he's saying is like when I mean they when he's teaching a gatam he's going to I mean he say that the syllable dongin on dongkata tin nam taka diton dong whatever. But when it goes on fast, you cannot pronounce it. Then it become a tongue twister. So, we convert that into konako. So, you have to feel that. So, that's the different syllable. And for Ganjira, it's a totally different syllable.
Right.
So, we don't use the, like, in a, we, basically the stroke, there are two sound in the Ganjira, which is one tap and one dom. So, everything is like taka, dom, kita, dom, taka, donga. So, kita, di, kita, donga, takita, taka, dina, taka, takita. Kita, di, taka, taka, donga, kita, di, taka, taka, donga, kita, di. So the language, again, it's the same value, it's the same amount of numbers, but the different language for different instruments. And especially the konakol, it's totally different. Because the konakol, they made it easier for, like, whichever can we do it faster. For example, tarigida 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 taka tarigida taka tarigida tarigida taka tarigida taka tarigida tarigida taka tarigida taka. It's like kata 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 whatever taka 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 tonga taka donga taka 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 donga taka tonga taka donga taka taka donga taka. It sound even it doesn't sound like a konakol. So tarigida tarigida taka tarigida taka tarigida tarigida taka tarigida taka tarigida tarigida taka 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 tarigida taka. And then the sound comes in and then they try to explain it. And then they thought, like, why don't we use this one also as a one percussion instrument? So when you see South Indian Talwa De Kacheri, which is Talwa De Kacheri is nothing but a concert. Tal means talam. Vadhya means instrument. Kacheri means concert. So Tal, Vadhya, Kacheri means concert. So when you see Talwa De Kacheri in South India, there'll be a mridangam, ganjira, gattam, morsing, konakol, and then there is an instrument called gettu. Gettu is like a looks like a veena played by stick. It's also a traditional ancient South Indian percussion instrument, which is like hardly we have two players who plays that instrument in India, and it's not used like popularly, and it's not a popular instrument. But that is also a South Indian percussion traditional instrument.
And your father was on a lot of the big, big albums that reached Western people, many of them. Of course, Shakti.
Planet Drum.
Planet Drum, the Raga Abari.
Yeah.
Now, Raga Abari, that was... What was the tal of Raga Abari?
Abari. Abari, what talam ba? 7.5 Abari.
Abari, undi.
Ta 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 ki ta ta.
Nine and a half. So maybe you could explain how does he think about 9.5?
Yeah, but before that, before they started doing an album like that, El Shankar and with my dad and Zakir Bhai, there was no tala cycle like that in our tradition. There is no 5.5, there is no 7.5, 9.5. We call it, there is a 4.5, which is a 9-beat.
Right.
So we actually put like 4.5, but we don't call that as a 4.5. One is like 1, 2. So we start with takita, taka, dimi, taka, takita, taka, dimi, taka. But that's a 9-beat. Mm-hmm. But it's actually, it's not a 9-bit, it's a 4.5. But we call it Sangeerna Chapu. So Kanda Chapu. Kanda Chapu is 2.5. 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. But if you see it, these talas, it's not actually traditional talas. There is no tala like this in 7 to count. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we have to count like that. What happens is there is a, like how you have seen Carnatic music, but there is one more, which is a traditional, it's more about God. They call it Tirupugal, which is like a bhajan, right? In that, they have a fast song where they do
like that.
So it's very hard to count like this. So they made it like next version of that is so they started clapping only the hits. And then like to show which is one for the mridangam player, they started doing the flip. So so that was taken.
Mm-hmm. The flip is of the hand.
Yeah. So
for the radio listeners.
Yeah. It's a wave. Like yeah, a return, like
Kali.
Yeah. So takita taka. So that's how mm-hmm. we born it. So when they do that, so Shankar Ji was saying, why don't we do 9.5, 8.5, 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
Which is 7.5 is nothing but 15.
Sure.
So 9.5 is 19. Like, you know, something like that. So why don't we build up like that? So that's how the 7.5, 9.5 came in. And then if you see it, even that become a traditional now.
Wow.
So even like in a lot of fusion concert, if you see, they all do 7.5, 9.5, everything. So he always says like music is given by God, but the tradition is given by human, which is formed by human. So he always says like whether I have to follow the tradition or the music, I would go for the music because which is given by God.
Right.
So that's one thing. So now I'm going to ask him, how did he, when he heard 7, 9.5, how he started, like, because you know what I heard was when they went for the recording, they didn't practice and then they didn't decide what they're going to do it. So they three got into the studio and they said, okay, today I'll play Raga Aberi, maybe 9.5. So they just played the solo, they played the album, they did all the albums like that. Nothing prepared. It's like a pure Indian way of approach. I mean, the way we do it. So I'm going to ask him what he felt when, like, you know, when he started playing 9.5. Because every rhythm player, when we start playing, first we have to get the rhythm in. And then we'll develop. And then, like, I know there is a solo that's going to happen for me. So I have to be prepared for that. So each and every South Indian percussion has that feeling when inside, like, you know, oh, okay, it's 9.5. Then I calculate immediately when I'm playing it. I know I'll get one formula. That's it. Mm-hmm. Then I can just do 45 minutes solo in that. So I'm going to ask him what he felt when he heard first 9.5. I know something. Shankar wrote 9.5. Abiri was chilling. Shankar wrote 9.5. Abdin. First two, when the 9.5, so no, enna feel the this. Ipe enna enna dalan thaniya utna vasi kuporo. Eppadi the vasi kuporo. Enna eppadi na eppadi base pani kuno. First one, mentality eppadi the 9.5.
And the idhala porche neke pudisu. In the 9.5, idhala na kiri patte dele. அவன் ராகம் வாய்ச்சி அந்த சாங்கை வாய்ச்சான். வாய்ச்ச உடனே தான் 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. அப்போ ஜாகிர்ஜி ப்ளே ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஸ்டார்டட் அது வந்து ஓ ஒன் 8+1.5 9 அப்போ Oh, I get the idea about this. Yes. So when the swaram is coming, immediately I was whatever, first short solo, because short solo, apparam mora korva, apri vachi develop panni paravara, I planet drum vachitha, enakku wo inda mari illa
irukku. First idha. And you know what he was saying is like when he entered the studio, when Shankar Ji was saying 9.5, that was the first time he was hearing 9.5. In his history, and he says, what is 9.5? And then he started putting like that. I said, okay. So first thing was Zakir Bhai started playing. So he was just playing. And then he was listening. Before, like, you know, they were doing sound check. They need to get the thing done. You know? So when they were doing that rehearsal, like, you know, Zakir Bhai started playing with Shankar Ji. He was listening and he said, whoa, 9.5 is nothing but one cycle of Aditala, which is 8 beat, and then one takita takita. So he said, oh, okay, that was his mindset. And then he says, whatever I play in 8-beat cycle, I need to add takita. So I play whatever, like for example, takadi pitaka juno takadi pitaka juno tak pitaka juno takadi pitaka juno takita takita takadi. So whatever I wanted to fill it up on 8, I'll use only takita takita. So if you see that album, if you hear his solo, he was playing all the stuff, one takita takita is extra. So he's saying it like, you know, he always make it like that. He wanted to make his life simple. It doesn't complicate his life. Even in playing, even in his life, like everything, very simple. Like, you know, even for example, day after tomorrow, we are flying to Austin. So I said, like, I have the ticket. It's in my phone. No. Give me the paper. I want the ticket in my paper. Print it out and give it to me. As simple. Because phone, I have to go in. I have to put it in that app. I have to bring it in. Blah, blah, blah. If they ask me a ticket, I will show the paper. So simple. So you wanted to make everything like that simple. Very simple, visible. And he says, like, everything is like this. So even his music is also like that. He will make it very simple. And he always says, like, okay, if you, for example, like, you know, I always sing, like, I have practiced this in one very tough, complicated stuff. I want to play that somewhere. Like, you know, that's my mind setup. And he always says, that you play at home for yourself. But when you're playing for audience, just play for them. Mm. That is the simple logic which he follows. So if you see again why I'm saying that works on his solo in 9.5. He doesn't make complicated stuff. He said simple 8 plus 1 takita takita, which is 1.5.
1 takita takita is hard to touch when you do. அது வாய்ச்சு ஓ ஆட்டம் ஓ இப்படி வந்து பீட் அந்த அது மைண்டுக்குள்ள ஆஹா இப்படி ஒன்று இருக்கு அப்போ இதையே கொடுக்கலாம் ஒரு ஃபீலிங்.
ஸோ யூ ஆர் சேயிங் இட் இஃப் யூ ஸ்பிளிட் லைக் தட் எவ்ரி இட் ஈஸிலி இட் வில் கோ அண்ட் டச் யுவர் ஹார்ட். ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் த சேம் 9.5 இட்ஸ் லைக் 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 தக்கிட்ட 1. I can even play taka dipi taka junda taka dipi taka junda takita taka dipi taka junda taka dipi taka junda takita taka dipi taka junda taka dipi taka junda takita taka dipi taka junda taka dipi taka junda takita taka dipi taka takita taka dipi takita taka taka dipi taka takita 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 taka taka dipi. I can make it any complicated stuff like that, which is maybe my knowledge or maybe the mathematical thing which we know it. But he says that doesn't go and touch your heart.
Right.
So you wanted to make it takati. So you do whatever you want to do. So that's what he felt in 9.5.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder about his first impressions when he first met John McLaughlin, what he thought.
Well, that's a big story. But I'm going to... Yeah, I can ask him. First question, you John G. Patona, in the impression.
First, he was Kim Chennai. Our undi and the Vasipa Kater. Yenada on the Kutu. Apa Patona, Yena Vasiparo, Yenanger there. But our undi and explained in that. Niundu hard work on no pieces law. இந்தியாவில் வந்து நீ கச்சேரிக்கு ஃபாலோ தான் பண்ணியிருக்க, இப்போ மெயினாக நீ வர, அப்போ இந்த பீசஸ்லாம் நெற்று பண்ணி பயகாட் பண்ணிட்டு அனுபவித்து வாசிக்கணும். அதனால் எனக்கு ஃபஸ்ட்டு போனோன்னா என்ன பண்ணுறது என்ன பீஸு என்னங்கிறது எனக்கு தெரியாது. அப்புறம் ஜாகிர் வந்த படம் தான் எனக்கு கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சமாக சங்கர் எனக்கு இந்த பீஸு இப்படி ஜாய் இது வருது இந்த எல்லாம் ஆதிதாலம் ஒரு இதெல்லாம் தான் வரும் இது பண்ணிக்கோ. ஜாகிர் வந்து அந்த பீசஸ் தமிழ்நாடு நெட்டு பண்ணேன், ஒவ்வொரு பீஸையும் வாச்சோன்னா தெரிய சில தெரியாததான் ஜாகிர் எனக்கு டீச் பண்ணார். நானும் பண்ணி டெய்லி 24 hours ரிஹர்சல், ஒன்று ஹால் மார்னிங் 12 மணிக்கு போய் உட்காந்தாச்சுன்னா வாசிப்போம், கூல்ட்ரிங்க்லாம் ஜப்போம், திருப்பி படுத்துன்னு தூங்குவோம், வேக்கப் பண்ணு 12 o'clock வேக்கப் திருப்பி அகைன் ஆகிட்டு ஃபுல் நைட்டு விகார்.
எத்தனை நாள் பண்ணு?
1 month விகார் ரிஹர்சல்,
1 year,
1 month rehearsal.
அதுக்கப்புறம் கம்போசிங்
பாட்டம் லைனில் தான் ஃபஸ்ட்டு கச்சேரிங்க.
ஸோ what you were saying is when he met first John, that's a huge story, like where they, yeah. It's like he came into Chennai and they started the Shakti with Mridangam. Ramnath Raghavan, yeah, who played a Mridangam, and Zakir Bhai, Hel Shankar and John G. So after that, I don't know, somehow they felt the mridangam and tabla sounds similar. So they wanted a different instrument or something like that. So El Shankar, he used to play with El Shankar, El Subramaniam and El Vaidyanathan trio. So that's how El Shankar and my dad was very close. So he, then El Shankar introduced my dad to John G. And then, like, you know, he doesn't want to go out of, because he was working in All India Radio as a government staff.
Good job.
Yeah, good job. And he doesn't want to leave that because that's a permanent job. Mm-hmm. And after he retires, he gets the money and everything. So he doesn't want to leave.
He likes things simple.
Yeah. So, but you know, his father, which is like, you know, my grandfather, who foreseed, like he says, no. If you sit here, maybe you'll be famous, but not your instrument. If you want your instrument to be famous, go with him and play. You have to go out of this. So I don't know, like he can foresee, like he can foresee a lot of stuff. So my dad, he always listened to his father because that's his guru. So he went in. So he was saying when he met first time, like, you know, and when they were sitting up, he says it's very tough because like to by heart the song. It's not like a Carnatic music. You don't have to really by heart. If you hear it, you know it. And we are playing that for like, you know, for a while. So we got used to it. So he was saying, so El Shankar helped him to like, you know, make it simple. Say, so these are the things. And then Zakir Bhai was the really like, you know, more supportive for him. So which like he made it everything simple. Oh, this is this, this is it. Then they practiced for a month, like almost like they stayed in one place. They're like, you know, when they just practice like this, heat and sleep there, and then again wake up, practice like that. So a month.
Wow.
And then they started doing, what was the first concert?
First concert, Bottom Line,
Bottom
New
Line.
York.
Oh, right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was first, and the audience, Viku Vinayakaram, John McLaughlin is guitar, El Shankar, Viku Vinayakaram is Gattam. More clubs. And the audience பார்த்தோம் எனக்கு உடம்பு சிலிர்த்து படுத்தி எல்லாம் ஃபுல்லு க்ரௌடு கிளப்பு ஃபுல்லாக என்ன கிளப்பில் போய் கட்சியிருக்கேன் நான் கூட நினச்சிருந்தேன் சரி வாஷ் அந்த அடித்து ஜாய் பீஸ் வாஷ் முடிச்சுன்னு கிளப்ஸ் எனக்கு அப்புறம் தான் ஒரு ஹாப்பி அன்றைக்கி நன்னாக அன்றைக்கி தான் ஃபஸ்ட்டு நான் வாய்ச்சி அந்த ஃபாஸ்ட்டு
So he was saying he's not used to those kind of audience, right? Mm-hmm. Before that, until they go for the Carnatic concert, it's a totally different audience. They mm-hmm. just sit and calm and then they kept only. So this was a totally different audience and that was the first time to enter in the club to play.
Right.
Okay. So he was saying, are we going to play here? So that the first impression. And then when they announced the names, the people really reacted in a different manner and he was surprised and that made him a little happy. I said, wow, this is something different than what I usually get it. So then they did the concert. So when they played the first piece, Joy, so after that, people went crazy, of course. Like, that's mm-hmm. the best, like, you know, to start. So people went crazy and then he got that taste. He said, like, that this is something really which I want to do.
Wow.
So that's how he got into it.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Maybe just one last question.
I
feel that... you know, and he's experienced many different types of musicians, especially like with Planet Drum, get to be around all these other, you know, Ayerto Mariera and Flora Purim and all these great musicians. So I wondered if there was times that he heard things in rhythm that were so far outside of the Carnatic system and how that impacted him.
Yeah. Planet Drum அது 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 ஒரு விஷயம் அதுக்கு முன்னாடி நீங்கள் இப்போ உங்களுக்கு வந்து மிருதங்கம் கடம் கெஞ்சிரா ரொம்ப முடிஞ்சு போச்சுன்னா தபலா அது வரைக்கும் கேட்டிருக்கு இந்தியாவை விட்டு வெளி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்டு கேட்கும்போது அது உங்களுக்கு எப்படி ஃபீல் இருந்தது இப்போ இவர் நீங்கள் பிளான் ட்ரம்ல வாசிக்கும் போது
அவளோட அந்த காங்கோ ட்ரம்ஸ் அதுக்கப்புறம் பெரிய ட்ரம்மர் எங்கிட்ட கத்துனான்னு பெரிய ட்ரம்மர்
பெலிகாப்பம் லேர்ன் லிட்டில் கோர் வே ஃப்ரம் ஹிம்
ஐ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் ஐ டூர் இந்த டூர் பிளான் ட்ரம் டூர் படித்த பெலிகாப்பம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சோலோ பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் அவர் சக்தி ப்ரோக்ராம் ஐ எம் பிளேயிங் டூ ஃபிங்கர் That is, I told, he is immediately practiced, both are we are playing.
So that's the first impression. When you the question which you asked him, it's out of tradition. Like, you know, you haven't heard drums before, right? Okay.
Right.
So when he started playing with Billy, so he was explaining before that, like, you know, it's a quintuplet. Taka taki, the 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5 2. So for, I don't know, those period, like, you know, they don't know what is, maybe they don't even have the name of quintuplet, or maybe they have it. But after that, they don't go. Like, every beat has 7 counts. Every beat has 9 counts, 5 right. counts. So they don't have the concept of that. So when he showed this to Billy, immediately he got it, and they both played that on stage. So that was the first impression he heard. A different instrument of our structures, thing played in a different instrument, and it sounded great to him. Mm. So that was his first experience with Billy Cobham. And then Planet Drumler?
Planet Drumler. Planet Drumler. Baba Utunjali, VRR, Chikru, Ella. Or, eppadi recording irukapara, enangirada, we don't know. First, Zagirji helped me, told, whatever you are play, first one beat. We take 7-bit, 8-bit, 9-bit, whatever. You improvise, VRR followed the thing. Then VRR playing, you are improvisation. Else, now, tuck it, tuck it, give me 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Then another person is Jain, everybody, tut, and the bass beat. Now, after I finishing, Zagirji starting like that.
It's an improvisation. So they all talked it, like, you know, it made it easy for him. So as I said again, like, you know, he says, okay, let's do 7. Okay, so Taki, they asked him, okay, how do you want to produce the 7? Because there are a lot of way to produce 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Taki, Taka, Dini, which is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. So when he started and everybody started playing with him, and then they got the groove, then everybody started improvising it. So Again is for him, it's the first time he is hearing a different instrument, like a congo or
I heard,
like,
all,
know,
kind of
or
rhythm
talking
here,
drum.
I got more input.
Yeah. So different talking drum. So that's where he grabbed a few things. Whoa, it can be also like this, it can be also like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing is, like, he never ever in his life, like, you know, go out of his thing. We are like, you know, we take everything and then put it in our instrument and do
right.
this, do that. We are like a noodles.
Right.
But for him, it's like a rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a all plain. Like, you know,
right.
you do whatever you want to do it. I want to do this.
Right.
It's not like, if you ask him, is that because of tradition? He says, no, because I like it. Simple.
Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your time. I don't know if we have all the mics. I don't know if you want to play anything.
Yeah, we're going to play. Before that, like, you know, I'm so happy to, I mean, I have to thank Avirudh again. Like, you know,
yeah.
because this is a second time we are coming into this beautiful school.
Yeah.
And very, like, you know, the emotionally, I would say this is the, like, you know, good place to play.
Yeah.
If you see this time, of course, we have a microphone, but which goes straight into your recording, but we don't hear the thing. But when we play, we don't
very
feel that
easy.
We don't have a microphone or we don't have a sound. It's it sounds great. So, right? So, this is a good place for that. And then I really thank Avirudh. And then on this occasion, I would like to say that we are going to do this masterclass and giving a workshop and concert. That's
right.
going to be on 24th to 28th.
That's going to be great. And that's open to all musicians.
All musicians. And you don't have to worry about, like, you know, it has to be a classical musician or it has to be a South Indian classical musician. No. It's for open to all. And the concept of Indian rhythm. That's what we're going to teach. Even when we are going to start the school, even in that, we are going to teach that. Like, concept. You learn this concept and you apply it on your music, on your instrument. And one more thing, this workshop or the masterclass which we're going to do it, it's not only for the percussionist, it's also for the melodic players. Even it can be a singer, pianist, guitarist, bass player, anyone. So you understand the culture or you understand the concept of Indian rhythm and you just apply it on it. So for that, it's going
to
happen.
Just to add to that, Silva, you mentioned earlier the Tal Vaidya Kacheri. We are actually going to perform on October 28th in that format. So that should be something really special. And I just wanted to say, just on behalf of my parents,
please,
Ravi Deen and Bharati Ram Samuja and the East Indian Music Academy, we're so honored that you're going to grace the academy in a 5-day workshop. Vikuji, Silvaji, your family, I mean, I really feel honored. It's on another note, I feel like a little kid, you know? I was like 12, 13 years old. I saw Vikuji in concert at Carnegie Hall, you know?
And
I was always a big fan of his work and also Silvaji's work. And here I am today, you know, we're just doing a recording together. So I just want to say thank you for embracing this opportunity to come to the Academy.
But before that, I wanted to hear one thing, what Abhirud, just tell them when you got a mail from my office last time. Because before you, see, it's all happening now. It's now we've become family.
Right.
So what was that feeling?
Yeah, so...
You hear this one. It's very, it's interesting.
I mean, we get tons of emails in the school all the time. So I'm going through my email list and I see something from Silva Ganesh, email. I say, Silva Ganesh? Scratching my head with Silva. I say, is it the same Silva Ganesh? Percussionist Kanjira player? I says, it can't be. Why are they sending us an email? Who are we? We're just a small organization. We're doing small work here. So I said, let me contact his office, send me some email information. So they gave me his number. And we started to talk.
He even called me and said, are you Silva Ganesh?
Yeah, is this really Silvaji on the phone? I'm like, I would think you have to go through managers, X, Y, and Z, all these. These are famous musicians, you know? So then... we spoke and then we said, it'll be nice if you can come to the Academy and do a workshop. And then I said, before I confirm, I need to talk to my parents because we're a family-based organization. And so after that conversation, every day since then, we've become family now. We're brothers. Mm-hmm. And you can hear it in our playing. Like today, we had no rehearsal.
Yeah.
What we executed just now was all on the fly.
And that's one good thing about Indian music.
Yeah.
And second thing is, when I entered here, and when he picked me up from the airport, he was talking about Shakti, he was talking about my dad, he said, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, whatever, we were talking. I came in here, I did a workshop on that first day. Second day, I didn't notice my dad's photo is there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dad's photo.
So this was here for a long time.
Right.
I didn't know.
Over 10 years.
Yeah, over 10 years, he was lying there.
Yeah.
So the day one, I didn't see this. Second day, when I went to heat something down, I came back and then I was walking on that line, and I said, wow, my dad's photo.
Yeah. And my mom was there.
Yeah, she was so emotionally attached because she didn't even know that I am her son.
Yeah.
So and everything was like this.
Tears
and then
came to her eyes when he's sitting here.
Yeah. So that's the reason I wanted to just to convey. Yeah. This is more. This is one good thing with the music and musicians and people. It goes like that. Right. So cool.
Thank you again, everyone.
Thank you,
David.
All.
Thank you for your time and opportunity for organizing this and for us to be here.
Let's make some music.
Mata Pita Guru Devam Gana Pati Shankara Takati Natha. Takadina Mata Pita Guru Devam Gana Pati Shankara Takadina 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 Mata Pita Guru Devam Gana Pati Shankara Takadina 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 Mata Pita Guru Devam Gana Pati.